Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now it's time for Ben and Skins weekly update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Guys, we're going to start out with a bit of a taco news. Have you noticed all the Taco Buenos are disappearing?
They're all headed to the inactive list, right?
Taco Buenos closed 20 stores in the month of December, 14 of them in North Texas.
I like saying Taco Bueno.
Yikes.
They're all shutting down. They actually filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in November. Then they closed 11 Taco Bueno restaurants in the DFW in September and October combined. So now this month they've shut down 14. So that's 25 total since the fall months began in September.
Now, why is that?
25 Taco Buenos.
Is it because people are choosing to go to Chipotle, a little higher quality? Is it because Taco Bell is beating the doors off them competitively?
What are we
working with here?
Okay, I think that's – let's break this down. I like where you're going here. Because the Chipotle, I think another fast food chain that falls into that category is Taco Cabana, where it feels like a little more traditional as opposed to Tex-Mex, and it feels a touch healthier. Now, it's not like we're doing some great vegan options here either way, but it does feel a touch healthier. So then you go to the people that don't care about that within the whole realm of marketing. Taco Bell destroys Bueno. I don't recall any Taco Bueno marketing campaign ever.
Oh, yeah, the hand.
Well, I don't.
I don't know what that is.
They drew. He was a talking hand.
Oh, I do remember that now.
He had eyes. Remember, he'd go up to the Coke fountain and he'd drink.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wait. Water.
I remember that.
Did your eyes and a mustache at him?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, muchacho.
I'm a fan of Taco Bueno. Specifically, I think their ground beef is better than the Taco Bell ground beef, but everybody's got their own preferences on that.
To me, it's not even close. You're right. Yeah.
Give me Bueno over Bell any day, and I'm not sneezing at Bell. I'll go get some Bell.
Right. I think if you're a refried beans guy, I think the refried beans are better at Bell than Bueno, but I think their ground beef and their tacos are much better. They taste fresher to me. I like their salsa better. And I also like it because ever since she was a little girl, my daughter called it Taco Bino.
Are we going to go to Taco Bino?
That's Bueno, honey. That's a Spanish word.
The marketing campaign for Taco Bell has been pretty great. They've been they'll rock out for years now, kind of like a monthly limited time only item. You know, and they'll pop it up, and there it is. And it looks way too much, but you probably,
right.
You know, who knows? Whatever happens, people are going and they're buying Taco Bell. It won the award, right, last year? Or the last 2 years for best Mexican restaurant?
God,
it was Taco Bell.
So insane.
So, like, but they do this thing where limited time only, and then a new commercial starts running the next month. Like, you know.
Something made with a Dorito shell.
I missed whatever I wanted, but it was that Dorito shell taco.
Yeah.
It's three in Arlington, two in Dallas. I have one right by my apartment, so I'm not going to.
Is that one still kicking?
I'm telling you guys.
Because I hit that one up. It's right over there, like Walnut Hill-ish or...
And, yeah. But
Caruth.
It's by that Chick-fil-A and Chipotle and all that stuff.
And do you guys think there's a correlation between... And we're splitting hairs here because within the fast food window, it seems like just those restaurants, the higher quality within the fast food window, the longer it takes in the drive-thru. And maybe the quicker it is in the drive-thru, the closer it is to just eating straight garbage.
That's interesting. I don't know that I've thought about it. Maybe you're right.
I've never thought about it. Because if it's any type of line at all, I bypass it.
Yeah, just go somewhere else.
I'm just fascinated by the people who will wrap a line around a building.
Chick-fil-A, dude.
Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out does it over here. I've seen it at Whataburger. I'm fascinated by that. I'm like, I just don't need... Dude. I meant doing a drive-thru because I need this to be fast, not... necessarily because I'm coveting something.
Okay.
Sometimes it is because I'm coveting something, but...
Let's talk about the cult of In-N-Out for a second. Because my wife grew up in California until she was 8 and then moved out here. And so she always talked about In-N-Out like it was some mythical creature that didn't exist. And anytime we'd talk to any of these NBA writers or baseball writers who traveled a bunch, I go, oh, you got to go to In-N-Out when you go to California. And so I remember, Ben, about 6 or 7 years ago, when we or at least for me, when we finally went to an In-N-Out, I was like, okay, it's good, but this isn't quite what I expected. I thought my mouth was going to explode.
I did too.
And then when it got here, do you guys remember when they first opened In-N-Out, there was like a 1 hour wait?
Yeah.
And my wife was like, oh my God, In-N-Out's here. And then when she started eating it, she was like, it's not as good as I remembered it to be. And I was sitting there going, okay, is that because you were eight? Or is that because once they got bigger, the thing that made them special kind of waned a little bit? Like,
right.
You know, oh, it's the freshest food. Like, the cow actually kills itself and jumps into your bag. So it's like, oh, no, nothing's ever frozen anywhere. And so it's so fresh. And I wonder if the level's just gone down because, hey, if you said we're splitting hairs here. We're talking about fast food. In-N-Out's fine, but it's not, like, religious to me.
Right.
Or anything.
Like, to me, there's no... I'll take Whataburger over In-N-Out.
Me too.
And it's just, yeah. I think there was all that In-N-Out hype, but I think Whataburger's better.
You know, where I like In-N-Out is in California. I don't like it here.
That's what I'm asking. Is, like, In-N-Out better in California than it is here?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's got to be. And also Arizona, too, as well, for, you know, for Ranger spring training.
Right.
So it's, to me, it always felt right. Maybe it just didn't feel right here. I don't know.
When those In-N-Outs open here, though, people treated it like when the Eagles were coming to town and they'd wait forever for a fast food burger.
So everyone hold out a thought for Taco Good.
What? I can't even go to Applebee's anymore?
You can. It's your choice. Two more coyote attacks in Frisco,
No way.
Yes, two female joggers were attacked Monday morning. That's yesterday morning. Same area of all these attacks that that have been reported off El Dorado and Preston. That's the fourth sighting in the last 2 months. That's the fourth attack in the last 2 months. There have been more sightings. And they're nervous about this now. They're saying, and this is from...
Who's nervous?
This is from a police chief here, okay?
Wiggum?
He says, you know, Frisco's a pretty safe town. Knowing that a coyote is running around here and chasing after people, it kind of makes you not even want to go out and walk your pet.
Oh.
Or just do anything else.
Man, I pretty much have everything on my fears list but a coyote. A coyote is just a malnourished dog that is scared of everything. I'm not scared of a coyote.
Apparently not scared of joggers.
I'm wondering if this is a made-up story.
How bad are these attacks? Do you have any picks?
Okay, I don't have picks. There were minor injuries, but okay, you're out jogging. I mean, I've fell down and busted up my knee in the past jogging when a stray dog attacked me.
But you were
this
drunk.
This was like five years ago.
I'm way more scared of a stray dog than a coyote.
I am too.
Yeah, but okay, so coyote's more. It's got
it's
more
wild,
of a, more of a tendency to be rabid.
It's tepid and scared, but yeah,
it's not scared.
It's pretty.
It depends on how rabid it is.
It's pretty scared, but think about those attacks. If an animal that had balls attacked you, you wouldn't have minor scrapes. You'd be in that animal's belly, or you'd have huge cuts or scrapes.
Wait, they're not lions out
well,
there.
Yeah, they don't want to eat you.
I know, so they're not that big of a deal. It's like a chihuahua scared a jogger. Yeah. And scraped its hand, and they didn't even need a Band-Aid.
Are you comparing a chihuahua to a coyote?
You bet your ass I am.
Oh!
They've gotten pretty big over the years. They've been evolving.
They're not that... Wait, what? Are you tracking their evolution?
Yeah. They're city coyotes now. They get that good food. All the development... Because when everyone went north, the development went into their territory, and there they are roaming, and they're getting... leftovers from all the people who have developed and gone north.
And that's made them stronger and bigger?
Yeah.
But it also increased opportunities for employment for them. Like when all that development came, there was new job opportunities.
Think this coyote could be getting paid to go terrify the female joggers?
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
Some of these protesters.
What are you more scared of, a coyote or a wolf?
I mean, this is the type of thing where it's like...
What's the difference?
Oh, well, it's definitely a wolf.
All right, a coyote is a Camry that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. A wolf is that big blue giant monster truck I'm driving.
Are you talking about a coyote?
A coyote. It's a coyote. Do you say coyote?
I'd say both.
Okay. And you say coyote?
I say coyote.
I'm just saying you're over. People have done this for years. They've over.
Who are these people?
These people out there, this group of people, overvaluing the, you know, just the power of a coyote. A coyote is just a malnourished dog that's on its last leg. No. It's real skittish.
You're thinking of a chupacabra.
Doesn't even have full.
If you're ranking the four that we've mentioned in this segment, it's wolf. No, it's probably chupa.
Yeah.
Wolf.
What?
It chupacabra. Could be wolf.
Chupacabra's pissed. That's why it's at the top.
It's like a pissed off squirrel.
And then coyote, then dog, depending on the breed of
dog.
Oh,
my God. Dogs would crush coyotes.
And depending on the dog's owner.
Dude, I guarantee.
I have a golden doodle that would crush a coyote.
Oh,
dude. Oh, dog.
Okay,
no way.
Let's get, dude, go walk him on El Dorado and Preston.
I challenge you to spend your entire Christmas break walking Barkley over there at El Dorado.
Let's do the hashtag coyote challenge. Yes. Take your dog out to El Dorado and Preston.
I like this.
Okay, well, videotape it for six hours. Or see
get
what
BMS
happens.
To sponsor
Guys,
it.
Why isn't the story this? The police chief is concerned as joggers are being attacked by a wild coyote, and the coyote is mauling people. Some guy lost his arm. It's not. Someone had a scratch, and then the coyote got scared, farted, and ran off.
Basically, anonymous jogger stumbled.
I mean, no, because in November, the guy got, if you remember, we did this story. I remember where we were when we did the story, at the Katy Trail Outpost.
Oh, that's real
and
near
I
the scene
did
of the crime.
Story, you know, and I've reported that the guy got bit on the neck. He got attacked on the neck. He had to have surgery.
What?
And the other person attacked was a kid. We talked about this.
Can you get that guy on the show?
No.
Are those wolves
These are
or coyotes?
Two females. No,
I've got a coyote versus a wolf.
But Shippy just played the noise that the coyote makes.
Oh, let me hear it again. Oh, look, God. That is more vicious than
there's
I
difference.
That fat kid's got a great arm.
So, a wolf looks like a German Shepherd that's bigger and more countrified and wild ass, and it's not, you know.
A coyote's basically just chasing roadrunners, right?
Yeah, a coyote looks a little bit tougher than a fox, except it needs a sandwich.
You just get it. All you got to do on that trail out there at El Dorado and Preston, you just put a box out there that says Acme on it.
You want to get rid of a coyote, all you do is say boo. You say boo to a wolf, it'll eat your liver.
What are you talking about, like sex talk it?
No,
like
no,
oh, get my boo.
No, I mean like
come
say,
here, boo.
Say boo. Scared? They're skittish, Kevin.
All right. Well, keep your eyes open if you're in the northern burbs.
Yeah,
I'm saying as a guy who grew up in the country.
Yeah,
nothing more terrifying than you get into bed or whatever, trying to fall asleep, and you can hear through your window.
Well, there's a ghost out there.
There's an old lady trying to get in.
Old Ethel without the front door.
No,
Ethel's got her thing out in the next room
and
plugged
whoa.
In.
And it's usually a bunch of them in there.
That's battery operated, homie. What Ethel's doing.
Ethel. Guys, we move on in the weekday update.
Yeah.
To China. You guys heard what's going on in China?
We've lost to them a couple times.
Well, if you want to go surf the internet for your adult material in China, be careful, because the Chinese government is now offering huge payouts to people who snitch on porno watchers.
What do you mean snitch? Is it illegal to watch porn?
Turn them in. They don't want you doing it.
But is it punishable by law?
Is it frowned upon,
That's
or is
a great
it
question.
Death sentence?
Do they humiliate you, or do they lock you up?
They have, and I thought this was a pretty funny name of an organization. The country's heavy-hitting anti-porn task force is offering up $86,000.
What is that heavy?
Which is the average amount of salary there, pretty much.
What is that heavy-hitting category you're talking about?
To anyone who reports not safe for work content.
I'm sitting here thinking that the anti-porn task force is like a great plot for a porn.
Yeah.
It's a great making.
They get turned. Yeah. Is heavy-hitting, is that like the big category?
What? Heavy-hitting.
So
yeah,
so
of course.
So China's
what else would it be?
Frowning on this?
Yeah, dude. Because here's the situation. They want a clean internet.
Yeah.
Okay. They're trying. Possible. You know, which we've talked about
the
here.
The best internet. The cleanest internet.
The clean internet.
I want a clean public toilet seat too.
So
but it ain't happening.
If we use the tattletale tactic, no, snitches don't get stitches. Snitches
get paid,
get riches,
get riches.
Oh,
that's
nice.
It. That's I was gonna say cashes didn't really rhyme. Yeah, riches,
be a rapper,
and cashes is really not a word. Well, he cashes out. That could work. But this is big. It's doubling the reward for vigilantes. if you are a porn vigilante.
Wait, a porn vigilante.
So you
takes
find
the
a guy
into his
and
own
he's
hands.
Like, hey.
That's right. That's
been,
right.
Hey.
So a porn vigilante, he's right. Skin's yeah. right. Takes the porn into his own hands, meaning you can't just have a night out.
You have to like walk yeah. in with a pizza and be
he
like,
he shows
hey,
up with a pizza and it's on.
Up.
Hey, I got a bag
full
great. Of toys over here.
And I like the idea of guys being real cocky at the office talking about something they shouldn't be talking about. And the other guy goes, wait, you were watching that? Where did you see that? What website? Gotcha. Phones in
oh,
to the
yeah.
emperor.
Yeah.
And
the emperor.
You get your money. Yeah. And last story,
and
guys, because
lightning bolts
I know, I know you guys won't do it, so I'm doing it, and I'm doing it quickly.
Okay.
In 2019, the very popular TV show Celebrity Deathmatch is coming back, hosted by Ice Cube. Claymation, and they go and they fight to death, and the announcing is really funny. It was a cult show on MTV in the late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. It's coming back in 2019 with Ice Cube. It's going to be so good. I bet the first episode is Drake versus Kanye.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. It's yeah. going to be... it's going to be really good. So
a little too much claymation
guys,
for me.
Quick update on the coyote story. Do you guys believe in trust law enforcement?
Not really.
Like
depends which county.
The great Dave.
It's a great
Swaby.
Question.
Oh yeah,
I know
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah. Dave.
I think he has 30 years in Garland PD and SWAT. Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
A man who tells the truth. He says that several years ago they had a full size poodle that mauled a female coyote to death.
I mean, I bet Dave's poodle. Again,
yeah,
it
that a, was a SWAT poodle.
It was, it's not a
could have been a SWAT
poodle,
poodle but still.
Yeah, all Dave's right. poodle.
The poodle went like a just paratrooping down the side of the house and it sprung out.
It's wearing all black.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.